Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hey guys, it's Natalia and welcome back to Unfiltered Fashion Talks. Today we have Victoria Byrne with us. So give us a little background, a little just introduction of yourself.
All right. Okay. My name is Victoria Byrne. I usually go by Vivi, so anything's fine. Some people call me Vivi. I'm from Kahuku, Hawaii. That's on the North Shore of Oahu. And I go to the Rhode Island School of Design. I will be a junior this year in the apparel design department. And I also have my own small business, my little brand, mostly swimwear now, hopefully gonna be rebranding. I need to figure out, but it's called Kinis de Vivi. And I think I'll be cutting off the Kinis if it's not trademarked and then just have it de Vivi and then be focusing on swimwear and just skirts, t-shirts, classic silhouettes, but and then really having some fun with the prints.
I love that. I love the sound of de Vivi. That just sounds so cute. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of that. Super cute. I want to start talking about, first of all, because I get a lot of questions from people being can I go to fashion school and have a brand at the same time? And I always tell people probably not, because it would be very difficult to keep up with both, because being a fashion design major is so much work, but you do manage to do both. So how do you manage to do both?
I think my first piece of advice, if anytime during high school you've thought to yourself, maybe I should speak to a therapist. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get into college, get on that, get a therapist, get one that works with you. Yes. Step number one. Yes. Step number two. It's weird because I feel like I really don't recommend it, but I really do recommend it. Right. At the same time, it's toxic isn't the right word. But it's really hard to, I'm trying to find the correct words to explain it, but design school, art and design school in general, is extremely time consuming, especially if you're going to FIT, Parsons, RISD.
Right.
They have a reputation for a reason. Freshman year, our studios were 7.5 hours long. And then you have that same amount of homework on top of liberals. And then I'd also like to say that for the most part, I schedule my drops around my breaks. So summertime is a big one for me, especially with bikinis. And then I'll try to do something during the winter because I have winter session, which allows me to. Last year, I was very ambitious and I was taking orders during the school year. Mm-hmm. And it's really crazy because you'll go through a period of time where it's very, very slow. And right. Then out of nowhere, you'll just get a bunch of orders. So having to deal with having to make 10 orders, which take hours. And then mm-hmm. also having to do school and work and other responsibilities. So that's the negative side of it.
Right, right.
But the positive side, it has been so incredibly beneficial. I feel like FIT is more it's like more technical and more like practical with the design work that you guys do. But if you're looking at like Parsons or Pratt, RISD, like SCAD, all of these other schools, it's very, they really, really want you to experiment with different things. And a lot of these things that you're making aren't, they take so much time and you wouldn't be able to necessarily sell them to the regular person. There isn't a space for it. So by having my brand while I'm working in school, I'm able to really get crazy and really, really experiment, like be in the dye lab, be like laser cutting stuff, like incorporating technology. Right. And then in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, okay, how can I incorporate this into something that the typical person can enjoy in their day to day? So you're working like both sides of your brain at the same time.
Right.
And you learn so much by having your own business.
Yeah.
Especially by doing like the manufacturing yourself.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like, yeah, like we can talk so much about that. Like marketing, oh my God, yes. Photography, like, but like there's so like
everything.
Yeah, it's really helpful. So I would just say that I recommend it if you prioritize taking care of yourself and if you're good at time management or if you are determined to be good at time management.
Yes, no, I think that's so important. Time management is like the number one thing I always tell people about like going to fashion school or just doing fashion design. It's like you need to be on top of that because otherwise like things will just pile up forever and it is the worst. But also I like that you touched on like making sure that you're mentally sane basically, because honestly I feel like that doesn't get talked about that much, but like you can so easily just like go down a very slippery slope in fashion design and just like art school in general if you're not taking care of yourself. So like very important, very good. I honestly don't know if I could have ever had a brand at the same time I went to school. I feel like I would have personally died. So like I love this for you and I'm so glad you're able to do it, but it also makes sense saying that like, you know, RISD is more of like an artsy school, so it's cool to have kind of that more, I guess, commercial type of thing going on too with your brand. So I feel like this is a very obvious question since you grew up in Hawaii that you make bikinis, but like, you know, is there like an extra background story on why bikinis or like anything else?
It was literally like I couldn't afford the bikinis that I wanted. I was like, I'm gonna make my own. And so I grew up like literally so lucky, like growing up right across from the ocean.
Right.
That was my childhood, like getting to like climb in trees and stuff, like go hiking, playing outside, like going to the beach, surfing, boogie boarding, just like swimming. So I'm a pretty active in the water, and especially like in Hawaii, like on the North Shore, bikinis are taken very seriously.
Oh, I can imagine.
Everyone's like people spend money on their bikinis, and I understand why. Like if you're using a piece of swimwear year round, you want it to be good, you want it to last. And like especially in high school, I didn't have the budget to be affording these designer bikinis that can cost like $120 just for a top, or like usually like $60 for a top, like $60 for a pair of bottoms. So I was like, okay, I already knew, like from a young age, I knew that fashion design was going to be my path, and I already knew how to sew pretty well. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to bite the bullet. I bought a serger, started teaching myself. And then really just like it's been growing like very like gradually.
Right.
Like I started selling bikinis to my really close friends. Like literally I put it on my spam account. I was like, hey you guys, like I'm gonna sell bikinis. And then the whole reason for that was to sell to people that I knew that would be honest with me and be real with me about how it fit, how the quality was, and they could give me that input so I could like readjust and then improve. Right. And especially figuring out size runs.
Oh my God.
Something that stresses me out for like made to order. Cause it's like, especially bikinis, it's like bikini bottoms. I can't, like, that's not hygienic to accept returns. Like I can't do that.
No.
So it's like the sizing needs to be A1. And it's kind of funny now though, because as I grow my business and the more time that I spend on it and the more, I guess not really necessarily intricate, but like they're the little things that you do that just like elevate a garment so much more.
Right.
And as you grow a business, there's so much more that you have to do with it. Like the photography gets like more professional, right. And the website building and packaging orders takes yes. so much time.
Oh my God. Yes. Takes so long.
Takes so long. So I'm like, now I have to raise the prices to the prices of the bikinis.
Yes. Literally, oh my God, I'm the same way, because when I started my brand, I tried to make everything under like $50 because I was yeah. like, I can't afford the like actual sustainable stuff either. Like, I want to make it affordable. And then I was slowly like, I know why I can't like do this anymore. Like, I need to actually raise it. Now I'm one of those brands. But like, you just can't be cutting yourself that short though. Like,
you can't.
So time consuming.
It takes so long. And especially like with having to start to like have people help me.
Yeah.
It's like, then you really see how much time, and I'm like, I feel bad because it's like, you want to be accessible.
Right.
But you also want to be like, you want to obviously be sustainable and stuff, but
yeah,
I don't know. And then I guess like, since we last talked, I've really been thinking a lot, like a lot about it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to start like selling patterns on my site, like Ooh. Start slowly mm-hmm. because when I think about it, I think a big issue with like sustainability, like with the whole sustainability movement and with right. like fast fashion and stuff, is most people don't know how to sew,
right?
So they don't have a perception of how much a shirt should cost.
Yes.
Like the idea of a $30 t-shirt to me when I was like in like 15 was like insane.
Oh yeah.
Or like too. Even like Malcolm Moore like has like a song where he's like, oh, right. like I spent like $50 on a t-shirt. Like,
I'm like, dang, that's an expensive t-shirt.
Yeah. And it's like, now I'm just like, it takes so long to make everything. So I think yeah. that if I have the opportunity, like, okay, like maybe you can't afford it. Like not right. like maybe, probably most people can't afford a bikini that's gonna right. be like $100 for the top and the bottom. But if you have the option to like purchase pattern and then also purchase the same material or like the same fabric, maybe like do it as like a little package.
Oh, that'd be cute.
Yeah, right. And then yeah. just like follow along and like put like a video up. I think that it's not like a perfect solution, but I think it does allow people, it allows it to be more accessible. And I right. think even if it like, if people like don't purchase the pattern, if it can just like inspire more people. Like, I'm so happy to see everyone yeah. sewing now, like over quarantine.
Oh my God, me too. It's the best. No, that's so, I've like definitely thought about that too. I'm so back and forth with selling patterns just because it's like, I don't want people to like copy my product and resell it is like the one thing that I worry so much about.
Wait. Can I just?
Yes, please.
No, that's what I think about too. If you're,
right.
there's literally no avoiding it. There's no avoiding it. Like if you're doing something right, people are going to copy you. So you might as well take away from people copying you.
I know. I think about that too. Cause I'm like, obviously people can figure out my patterns if they know how to sew. Like I'm not making these super complex things either, but it's just like, I would be handing it right to them. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, it would make it more accessible for people who can't afford it and would still like it. And I'm still getting something from it. Cause you know, you're still getting money from the patterns.
Yeah.
And low-key, you can make a lot of money with patterns because like that is like an endless supply of it and people can be PDF buying it forever. Yeah. Yeah. You can make so much money off of that just because it's a continuous kind of flow. Like I have a couple, they're not patterns, but they're like guides to making pattern blocks.
Oh, I saw that on your site. And how's like, it going?
It goes well. Like every once in a while I'll get like just like a bunch randomly. And like, you know, it's not like it's generated me hundreds of dollars, but like it could potentially. You know, like it's gotten me a decent amount of money, which is so nice because it's just like randomly every once in a while I'll get an order. I'm like, I don't even have anything on my website to be selling right now. What are people ordering? And then I'm like, oh, you got my digital downloads. That's so fun. So like patterns would be so good for that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I think it would be really interesting, like to have the option of like on the site, like you have like the product and then like the pattern.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna have to keep thinking on that one because I'm so back and forth on it. Also, just because like I'm so insecure about my pattern making skills that I'm like so scared that if I like put it up for sale with like all the different sizes, then people would start being like, these aren't correct, this doesn't fit me right, and I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Okay,
but nobody ever taught me pattern grading. I just like kind of figured it out on my own, and I'm hoping to God that it's working out, because
that is so funny. You know, because I feel like whenever I feel like I'm always just like with like yeah, I'm like, oh, like we're not learning how to do CAD, and I'm like, FIT is definitely learning how to do CAD.
Honestly, I just feel like I didn't learn that much on pattern making. Well, granted, I only did 2 years, and we only had one semester of pattern making in those 2 years. So it's like we did draping every semester, but like we only had one actual pattern making class, and my teacher didn't like me, and she was awful. So I just didn't get that much out of it. Like, I'm sure if I had a better teacher, I would have gotten more out of it. But this woman was so dry. She has never smiled in her life. She was like just so mundane, like monotone, like awful. And it was a morning class. So like try listening to somebody monotone in the morning, teaching you about pattern making and measurements. I was out.
It's not gonna happen.
No.
No, we're lucky. Like we never had like a like pattern making class, but it was like always like together. I guess like our main studio is like really long. So it was like draping, drafting. But like, can we talk about how cool drafting is? How you can manipulate, like you just cut the paper pattern, you move it around, it's and then so like fun. You can just like I didn't know I could do that until like college, and I was just life changing.
Yeah, literally like the coolest thing ever. Like you can do so much with just like dart manipulation and just like cutting things up and like cutting and slashing and spreading and like so fun. So fun.
Oh my god, I love like oh my god, cards. No, the dart manipulation. We had like a dart manipulation like exercise. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, what do you mean you can put a dart anywhere if you just what?
Literally anywhere. And you can kind of make it like any shape ever too. Like you can do so much with it and like put random lines anywhere and it will work. Yeah. I'm like, how do people not know this? I didn't know this anyway before school, but
no, me neither.
Yeah, I think pattern making is so fun. I really need to start making more videos on that. But I just get so insecure about my pattern making skills for whatever reason. I don't know if that's like a common thing with people, but I just always am like, but what if I did this wrong?
Oh my God. I feel like when it comes to studio, like when it comes to the business, I'm like doing everything like as perfect as possible. But when it comes to like my studio work and my personal work, I'm just like, I'm taking the road that it takes to get there.
Yes, very true.
Like if I'm making something for myself, it's kind of treacherous.
Like, oh my god, me too. It's so bad. Like every first sample that I make of anything for my shop, which is basically just something for myself, tragic. Like I always like, it's always just made awfully on the inside, and I have to like rethink the pattern for when I make it for actual people. But it's like what I end up photographing. So I have to somewhat make it actually look good, but it's like,
oh my god,
dang. It is. If people saw how awful it is, they would just be like, okay.
No, have you ever like got fabric for yourself to make something for yourself, and then you just like you just rush it, and then it's just so bad you can't even wear it?
Yep. So many times. So many times. So many fabrics gone to waste.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh. Yeah, because I'm always the kind of person that like I'm like, oh, I should make it out of like muslin first, you know, test things out, whatever. But then I'm like, but that takes so long. Like I just want to get it done. So then I don't do it, and then it turns out wrong, and I'm like, should have done it in muslin first. So I'm trying to be better about that. But sometimes I'm just like, oh, I know pattern making, like this should work.
Yeah.
Theoretically, and then it doesn't.
I'm like thinking about like school and like designs, or maybe I was thinking like something to like stress, because I feel like you definitely have a lot of like listeners and viewers who are in high school, like aspiring to go to design school.
Yeah,
I guess just like stressing like how possible it is.
Yes.
And how like there are so many careers within the design industry. Like,
yes, I feel like people just assume that fashion is so like unattainable, and it's one of those like you're going to be a starving artist kind of careers. But like, there's so many jobs in the fashion industry, like a ridiculous amount. Like, I don't think we're ever going to run out of jobs in the fashion industry, but people just like don't know that. But I also feel like people don't really talk about it either, because I feel like the fashion industry is just so like secretive sometimes about how to get into it and how to actually do things. But yeah, I feel like it is such an accessible career, but it is obviously a very difficult one. Like, I think you have to be super passionate about it to like make it, but it's mm-hmm. definitely like very attainable. And it's also like attainable without necessarily going to school for it too.
Yeah.
Which, like, granted, I would recommend going to school if you can, but like, it's definitely something you could do without it as well.
Mm-hmm. Which is no, cool. For sure. And I think like there's so many different, like, obviously it's still a very competitive industry.
Oh, for sure.
But, and like, I know people that like, it took them like a year, like after school to like get a job or like
right.
even like get an internship. But there are like, in terms of like thinking about the future, like you can go like the more like corporate route right. and then work for like, I don't know, like PVH, like Tommy Hilfiger,
right.
like
right.
Calvin Klein, like doing that. Like Nike, I guess,
yeah.
is another
yeah.
big one, Vans. And like work with them. There's like shoe design, like menswear, womenswear, yeah. knitwear, and you don't necessarily have to major like in menswear to do menswear
right.
for a career. And then if you go corporate, then it's like more job security. You yeah. have like a retirement plan and like a lot of good work benefits. Or you could do like working with a more, I don't know what you would call it, like a more creative, like smaller brand.
Yeah.
That does, I don't know, just like thinking about like Pierre Moss or like other brands like that. I'm just
yeah.
like, I would love to do that, like a small team, but you work on these right. really cool creative projects. Or just doing, I guess, kind of like what you're doing, just starting right. your own thing, which I think to me is probably the most, at this point in my life, that looks like the most attractive
yeah.
option. Because it's like, it's really, really, really hard work.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you get to call the shots and you get exactly. to choose. Yeah. And I don't know. I just think having a business is like having a child.
It really is. You got to take care of it 24 hours a day. Like, you can't leave it on the back burner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think that definitely a lot of people just assume that if you're like studying fashion design, that you have to have your own brand. Like, I think yeah. everybody thinks that's like the one thing that you can do with being a fashion yeah. designer, but no. you can like work for so many people and do so many things. And there's so many mm-hmm. different like specific jobs within design that you could do, because you could literally just be doing like outerwear for a brand, or just like shoes for a brand, or just like whatever, like very, very specific things for brands and stuff, because they have like huge design teams at these corporate like places.
Oh yeah, no, they're huge. And like, or even just doing, literally just doing pattern making.
Literally, yeah.
Like pattern making, draping. If you really like sewing, you could work in, I cannot pronounce yeah. it, but atelier. Like, I don't know yeah. how to say it, but like, you know what I mean? Like, work for right. like one of these huge houses.
Yeah.
And, like, just be like so hand cool. sewing.
Right. Or you could literally just be the person like picking out colors and fabrics and doing like that type of stuff. Like, there's so many little tiny things within the industry that nobody really talks about, but there's so many jobs. So many things. Yeah. And like, honestly, if you're a pattern maker, you'd probably make bank, because nobody wants to be the pattern maker. So like, they will pay right. good money to like find a good pattern maker, or like people that like digitize your patterns, like stuff like
tech
that.
Packs.
Yeah, like tech packs are disgusting. I would hate to be doing that. But people who do that probably make so much money because nobody wants to do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you need to find someone. So like, you know, there's always room to make money in the industry if you really want to.
It's like anything. It's like, you just have to like just go do it, you know, just like
literally
you got it. And it's like, and that's the, I feel like that's the same way for like getting to college, at right. least for me. Like yeah. no one, we're both kind of from the middle of nowhere,
literally, except you're from yeah. a prettier middle of nowhere, and I'm from like actual middle of nowhere, landlocked awful Midwest.
No, but like, you guys like drink milk, like you guys are cool.
Like, that's the definition of why we're cool. And you just have like these beautiful landscapes all around you. You grew up like next to the ocean. Like, I grew up next to a cornfield, but okay.
You know, I feel like that's artistic. Like, no, I think people from the Midwest make really interesting art.
I mean, you know, that is factual. It's very I don't know, weird out here.
Yeah, but like, go, I'm like, okay, not okay, I'm gonna stay on track. Okay, so but I feel like for me, not like, no one really went to art school, no one really like mm-hmm. that wasn't the common path. Like, I had to like pave my way, and that's literally like how I found you on YouTube, just like watching your
right.
your admitted portfolio video, like studying these videos, like applying to these schools, like these schools are crazy expensive.
Yeah.
But there are scholarships out there. Like most of my friends are on scholarships. Like I would not be going to the school if it wasn't for my scholarship. It's very, very doable. Like apply to as many schools as you can because you don't know who's going to let you in and who's going to give you, who's going to get you that bag. And then also make sure, I think like a big thing is like applying to like FIT is a really good one because that is an affordable option. Especially if you apply for like residency. And then overseas, like Central St. Martin's, I applied there as a joke.
Really?
And I got in.
That's so
Right? And like, I was just like, okay, like, obviously, like, I'm like, oh, like, I hope I get in, but I'm like, if I don't get in, it's fine. Like, it's subjective. I didn't get into Pratt, but I got into Central St. Martin's.
That's like, so random. Pratt's like such a, I don't want to say it's a jank school. It's not, but it's just like not as high up as like Central St. Martin.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. No, I didn't get into FIT either. I got waitlisted. And then
well, that's close enough. It's okay. We all go through it. It's probably best that you're at RISD anyway.
Oh yeah. No, I would probably, I could, I'm like glad of, like, I love visiting New York, but I don't think I could like,
it's a lot.
It's just a lot.
It is a lot. No, I definitely think about that too. And I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't do my full 2 years in New York because I did my first one in Italy. Mm-hmm. And I like honestly thought about transferring to Palomoda after that first year because I was like, I love it here. It was so much cheaper. So much cheaper than New York.
There's options.
People don't think about that. People are like, assume Europe is like super expensive, but like it's actually so cheap. Like the American college system is like expensive. Anywhere else, cheap.
It's a scam.
It is a scam. I mean, it's not like go to college, but like it's a scam.
Yeah, no, it's like, don't pay full tuition, like go international, like figure it out.
Literally, like it's expensive. But FIT is definitely an affordable option. I feel like people don't talk about that enough either because it's a state school, so it's not like a private, like $80,000 a year kind of school like Parsons is or like any other one. But I mean, FIT is still like, you know, relatively expensive if you're out of state like I was, but nothing compared to like a private art school, which is nice.
It's insane. No, definitely, like to anyone listening, like definitely look at your international options, like Central St. Martin's, like all these other schools. What's the other one? Like London.
London.
I feel like it's the FIT
College
of England.
Arts. Is that what
it's like? I don't know, because it's like, I think it's like the Royal, I already forget, but it's like the Royal College of Art, like group.
Yeah.
And then like Central's part of it. Oh, London College of Fashion.
That's it.
I think that's like the second, like I think CSM is like the top in the world.
Right.
London College of Fashion, like FIT Parsons, like all in that.
Yeah, London has some good schools. I don't know if I could live in London though. I feel like I would be depressed. But like, you know, to each their own. Like some people love it there, but like I feel like I would be depressed if I lived there.
I was thinking about before I got my offer to RISD, that was the best option for me. Like even with these like other like pretty big scholarships from schools, it still was a lot cheaper to go there.
Yeah.
And the housing you could pay like per month and not for like the entire year at once. So you would have the option. And the housing was a lot better than the United States. Like everyone, it was like a big shared living space. And then everyone, like it looked like everyone had like their own room with a bathroom inside of it.
That is so nice. Oh my God, FIT dorms could never. Not that I ever lived in their dorms, but I have heard some horror stories of their dorms.
My friend goes there. Shout out to Mackenzie if she's watching.
Oh shoot, camera.
I visited her. I visited her and like, yeah, the bathrooms are like, RISD had the same bathroom. Yeah. Renovated, but like, yeah. But Kenzie, like, I just want, like, Kenzie, we also, we like literally live like a few houses down from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like funny because in high school we would just like go to the beach because like that's like the only thing you can
must be
do.
Nice.
We just go to the beach and we'd like lie there and then we'd like just I guess manifest, but like not really like officially manifesting,
right?
We'd be like, oh my god, like, and we just talk about like college and like we're like, okay, we're gonna move to the city,
right,
like we're gonna get to the East Coast, like, oh my god, we're gonna be able to decorate like our dorms, like decorate our apartments, we'll be able to visit each other and like hang out and like just like talking about all these things. And it's crazy because it's like actually happening now. And yeah, I feel like out of our high school, maybe like 200 something people that graduated, like me, it's like me, Mackenzie, and her twin sister Shayla's in like upstate New York, we all went to the East Coast and we live like a few houses down, but like
that's
like
so fun.
But yeah,
yeah, that's so cool that you have other people that also pursued fashion design, because I literally have nobody at my high school that went into fashion design, and I had a graduating class of 1200.
Yeah.
And I was the only one.
That's crazy. And I feel like people don't take it seriously.
Exactly. Nobody took me seriously because everybody around here in the Midwest like just goes to like really good like state schools. Like we have like Purdue University, huge engineering school. Lots of people go there. Indiana University is like really good for business and like other things. Everybody goes there and like, you know, they go to like the Ivy Leagues and like find all those schools. But like nobody knew what FIT was. So I would tell people like, oh, I'm going to FIT. They're like, okay. I'm like, it's in New York. They're like, okay. I'm like, oh, it's like one of the best schools in the world, what the heck. Nobody knew what it was, so it gave me like no reputation at all until like I feel like now this year people are starting to take me seriously with it. They're like, oh my god, she's actually doing something. I'm like, yeah, no duh, I went to the freaking good school. But
yeah,
but it was fine, it's fine.
No, it's literally the same thing for RISD. Like people be like, what school are you going to? And I'm like, Rhode Island School of Design. They're like, what's that?
Like, Rhode Island. Rhode Island.
That's far. That's cold.
That's little.
So like, yeah. Or like people, I feel like people from like back home aren't not that familiar with the East Coast. So everyone just thinks I'm in New York.
I mean, like, you know, close
I've
enough.
Stopped, like I've literally like, and even like my parents, like they'll ask like, oh, like how's Vivi doing? Like, how's she doing in New York? Mm-hmm. Like literally everyone, like everyone thinks I'm in New York, but I'm just like, I never, like, I visit New York, but, like, right, I'm not in New York. And it's, like, gotten to the point, like, this is, like, the second year. Like, it's, like, I've gotten to the point where I just, like, I just roll with it. Like, my parents just roll with it, too. Like, they're, like, yeah, like, it's, like, no matter how many times, like, you'll tell them in the conversation, and then they'll go back to New York City. Like,
that's so funny. I mean, you know what? Rhode Island's close enough.
Yeah.
It's fine. Sure.
Little Amtrak.
Yeah, a little Amtrak over. You're basically there.
Are you doing New York Fashion Week?
Yes. I'm leaving next week for it. I'm super excited.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Wait, that's really, really exciting.
I know. I'm so excited. I don't know how the heck I'm managing to do these things. Mm-hmm. I get so like nervous about like actually meeting people in person and doing things in person. I don't know why. Like I'm excited about doing it, but I get so nervous about it too. I've had people like DM me being like, oh my gosh, like I got tickets, like I'm going, like I want to meet you. And I'm like,
wait, is it sold out already?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know if they have a full limit on it. Yeah, I would love to go out to New York a lot more often because I'm like realizing I'm like started reaching out to like friends that I have out there, and I'm like, I don't have enough time to see everybody. Like I need to start coming out here more often. Like,
yeah,
what the heck. Also just to like shop in person for fabrics would be very nice,
right?
Like, I am so tired of shipping in fabrics all the friggin' time.
It's the worst. And it like is. Waiting for oh my god, like I have a few orders that still need to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of them I'm like waiting on fabric and I feel so bad. Like I'm gonna like text the girl because I don't know if you do the same thing, but I have like a really high wait time, like processing time. Mm-hmm. Like I put mine to like 4 to 6 weeks, which is like higher than usual, but it was because I was doing like pre-order.
Right.
And all of that. But like even usually I'll have my processing time like twice as long as I think it should take me just in case.
That's
and
smart.
I try to get it out like in half of the time. But when I don't get it out in half of the time, it feels like it's late to me. And I feel terrible.
I get
even
that.
Though it's the expected time.
Yep. No, I do that too. I think I tell people like roughly 2 to 3 weeks I'll get it out. But I try to get it out within the week. Like I only put up enough on my website that I know that I can make within a week or a week and a half. But yeah, whenever it like extends past that Friday, I'm like, oh, I'm so late. But it's like they ordered this a week ago, like this is fine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
okay. But yeah, I get so stressed about that too. I'm like, they're gonna hate me. But everybody's so nice all the time. Like I've never had like a single complaint of like, oh, this is late, or like blah blah. Like people are literally so nice.
I know, like I've had people like reach out. Like I feel so bad because my site doesn't automatically send out tracking numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I was prioritizing like working on everything. So like after I shipped it, it would take a lot of time to like go back and like go into my order spreadsheet and then look at right. what number it is and then go and then email and like do all the things.
Right.
So I had like a few girls like message me and they're like, hey, like, I'm like, I totally respect the time. Like, but like I ordered like X amount of time ago and I was like, just wondering, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, like I'm yep. like, I'm getting like, I shipped it already. Like da, 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 da. And they're like, no, like it's fine. And I'm like, you're so cute.
Yeah, I've definitely had people do that too, just being like, hey, like just wondering like when this is gonna come in, like I wanted to wear it for like this date, but like it's totally fine if it doesn't get I'm yeah, like, yeah if you wanted to wear it for a certain date, tell me and I'll put it like up in the head, like I'll get yeah. it done. But yeah, people are literally so nice when it comes to like made to order brands or like small businesses in general, like mm-hmm. literally even if I've like sent stuff out that didn't fit people properly, like everybody's so nice and I'm always like, oh my God, I will alter it for free, like don't worry. And they're like, oh my gosh, you don't have to, like it's okay, I can pay you. I'm like, no, you're not paying me, it's my mistake. Like, but people are so nice about it, which I'm so appreciative of, because I could never deal with like customer complaints. I would cry.
No, honestly. I think I had like one last year. It was like on Etsy. It was like a review. And oof. I was like, it hurts you more than you yeah. expect it to.
Yeah.
And I was just like, cause like I want to put like the best possible products out there.
Right.
And like, as soon as I got it, like I emailed her and I was just like, hey, like, I'm so sorry that happened. Like, can you please like send me a photo to like describe like what you're doing? And like, I'll send right. you like something else. Like, and she literally never replied or like never got back to me or anything like that. So I'm just like, not sure. And then like on the same top that she got, like I had a bunch mm-hmm. of other like 5-star reviews and people that were like super duper happy with it. So I'm just like,
that's so weird.
But it's like, if it's like, I feel like it's worse than a personal attack. It's
oh my
like,
God, absolutely. Yeah, no, I had one person like email me, like she got like a patchwork tank or something, and mm-hmm. she emailed me and she's like, hey, like I don't like the fit of this or something, and like I want to return it, like what's your return policy, whatever. And I told her, I was like, oh, like you can return it, like no worries, but like what didn't you like about it? Like, was it like, the way it was patchwork? Like, did it not fit? Like, I just want to make sure my like products are good. And like, if it's like a pattern making issue, want to make sure I fix my patterns or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a large size. So I have like my smalls and mediums and like extra smalls, like pretty down, because that I can like fit better to like my mannequin or myself or whatever. So like, I'm like pretty confident in those sizes, but whenever it goes like to the like extra large or above, that's when I get like very like about my pattern making.
Yeah.
But this girl like had like a small or something. So I like knew it fit and I knew that pattern was good because I've sold like so much of that.
Yeah.
Then she never got back to me and she just like sent it back and never emailed me back about why she didn't like want it. And then I'm like, I got it back and I'm like, it's well made. Cause I was like, maybe like my seams were bad or something. And I looked at it, I was like, this is literally perfect. What is like, why? And then I just got so insecure about it. I'm like, ah. But it's fine. That was like the worst of it. I was like, I just want to know why you didn't like it.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I'm just like, oh my God. Or like, are you going back to like studio work, like final critiques?
Oh my God.
Like, oh my God. Like, I feel like for one of my finals, it was a piece about like Yemanjá, and it has to do with like Afro-Brazilian culture, and like it was very, very close to me, and like it also had like I took photos of it, of course, but it lives in a video form now, because it had the headpiece had a hologram. It was like a hologram was a part of it, and it's like presenting for the final crit. It's just so much more intense.
Right.
When it's so close to you, I'm just like, I want to be better as a designer. Like, I want to hear what I can improve on, but like,
yep.
Don't say anything negative.
Like, literally. Like, oh my God. It's so intimidating. Yeah. It's the worst. I hated doing critique, especially like in front of like the whole class. They like professors would go like one by one and just be like, so what do we think about this one? Or like, do you see this? Like, this should have been done like that. And I'm like, oh my God. I don't know what they're gonna say about me, but like luckily I never had like an awful critique. Mm-hmm. Like, thank God my professors were generally like pretty nice, or maybe I just did well, but I think they were just nice, because I don't think I was like that great necessarily, but Yeah, that was terrifying. Like the amount of anxiety leading up to them going like up to your piece is the worst.
Oh my God, it's so bad. And it's like, I'm really lucky too. I feel like I've never had a terrible critique.
Right.
But I definitely have had critiques where I'm like making work pertaining to like race, pretty much just like race. And then people, like the critique doesn't necessarily go in the way that I would like it to go.
Yeah.
Like commenting about things that are so unimportant to the piece itself, like talking, choosing to talk about the materiality instead of like the concept and the content and how it was like executed.
Right.
I think it's just so like, it's like the easy way out. I don't know. Yeah. That really frustrates me. And I've like, I dealt with that like freshman year. And then like, so I like, I didn't make any more work like that. And then I made work like kind of like that, like this year. And I had to deal with that. And they even have a word for that. At RISD, it's called like the room of silence.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my other, like basically everyone who has ever made work for races had to deal with that.
Yeah.
But nothing like, I've luckily never had anything where it's like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I would
instant tears.
Yeah.
No, that would be so rough. But anyway, I guess we could start wrapping this up. It was wonderful talking to you today. I really hope everybody listened in carefully because I feel like we talked on a lot of really great subjects pertaining like school and fashion design in general. Mm-hmm. In terms of like, you know, business owning during school and all that stuff. Where can people, you know, find you, follow you, do all the things, keep up with you?
There's quite a few places.
All right.
I'll probably just like, self-plug, I can like text you so you can like put like links or whatever. But I have like my main Instagram, which is just like my first name dot last name, Vitoria.burn.
Mm-hmm.
I have my bikini Instagram, bikinis dot and then de dot vivi.
Love it.
And then I have my TikTok.
Yes, plug the TikTok.
Which is Kinis de VV with no dots.
Okay.
And then that's pretty much it, because like my websites are linked to those. If you want to look at the work that I've been doing in school and like keep up with that, my portfolio website should be linked to my main Instagram account.
Gotcha.
But okay. The whole stock and
fluid. Yes, I will have everything linked in the description, but love it. Thank you so much for talking today. I very much enjoyed it, and I hope everybody else did too.
I hope so. Thank you for having me. I literally love listening to podcasts, so it's like,
oh, me too.
I forgot that we were filming a podcast. Like, I thought we were
I did too halfway through this. I'm like, oh, this is such a great conversation. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like filming all this.
Yeah,
so love it. Okay, well, thank you.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.